stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM back since 28. And Tam Tam is here.
Tam Tam's new radio host.
Tam Tam is here. Yeah.
Mohawk, how about that goddamn globe at the Hyatt Hotel in Buffalo?
Dude, I asked each manager on every single shift, because I didn't sleep the whole time waiting for those army dudes to get up to do a group photo. And I asked every shift manager to email me when they find out how you can buy one of these globes.
And I was claiming $10,000 to $20,000.
They said it was $40 grand. They did a $15 million renovation on that place.
Babe,
they said it was the most expensive single item.
You wanted to buy from Miami Ink. You wanted to buy those two photos. Remember?
What photos?
From Miami Ink. The one, the girl that was like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the one was $6,000. The one was,
yeah, I know. That's a proper price for art.
Is it?
Yeah.
A $40,000 globe.
A fucking
totally
globe that's
no, it was gorgeous.
I mean, it was a big globe, but
I
not $40,000.
Dude, I said to him, I was like, Bam, where the hell in your house would you even put that thing?
Goes
right out front?
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah, and the picture that Bam wanted was so fucking gorgeous. The woman was like putting her head back, and like she had like tattoos all over her with red hair. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, Sonya G from Los Angeles.
Yeah, was
it? Was
in
New York.
Yeah.
India.
It was gorgeous.
The chat. There's a big ass fucking globe. Every time I walk in, all the receptions, everybody at the hotel knows that I'm coming in. And every single time I walk in, I spin the globe, I close my eyes, and then I just point my finger on whatever it lands on. And then I say the country and the capital. And then I just go right to the elevator and go back up to my room.
Where was that?
At the Buffalo, New York. Where I was yesterday.
We were just there with CKY. Where were you?
Banging someone out.
Shut up.
Shut it.
No, I actually saw Volbeat. Who's actually
CKY is on tour with Volbeat. CKY is on.
That's going to be the greatest, I think.
At the end of April, we're playing with Volbeat in some East Coast, Montreal.
When is Montreal? I asked you that.
New York
and
City,
you,
maybe?
You text me.
Philadelphia, maybe?
You text me, go on a fucking website.
Go on the website.
I'm like, I'm not on a website. I'm at an airport. How am I going to go on a goddamn website?
Because I don't know, man.
Well, it's your band.
Yeah, I know, it's my band. But when it comes to tour dates, dude, I like to know like a day
before.
Well,
when's Montreal?
Montreal is whenever. Go to the CKYAlliance.com. And
well, I can't
out.
Do it. I don't have a computer right now.
CKYAlliance.com.
You have a computer. Go on it.
Go to
they
it.
They know it.
So
there's
bad.
A CKY uh-huh. Facebook, man. You can
sign
get it
on. I want to know when Montreal is.
Oh, 30 Seconds of Mars is coming. Jared Leto. Oh, I can't wait.
Ugh.
Can't wait. Cannot fucking wait.
Neither can every other girl from Philadelphia.
Wait to steal CKY's thunder.
I can't wait to see him. Can't wait.
You gonna fuck him?
Oh, big time. If I have the opportunity, if you let me, I will. Oh, big time. If you let me, I would.
Go
big
ahead.
Fucking time.
Would you do anything different?
I never fuck anybody, but Bam.
I know.
Anybody.
Would you do anything different?
Would you do anything different?
Like with him.
I would tear his dick.
Would you be
up.
Like?
I would be like, yo, he'd be smacking my ass like I was a dirty
How do you know?
Oh, big time.
You never met him yet.
He was. He.
How do you know?
Oh, believe me, he was. He would be smacking my ass.
He did show me a picture when he went to Norway, though. Of he's like, check out this photo. And it's just his dick with some hot-ass blonde Norwegian chick sucking on it. He's like, this chick was hungry.
So you said. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
Babe, if he turns me over and smacks my ass, I get to a little
I'd
more.
Say go ahead. I'm good.
Only him. Only him. Nobody else but him. Big time.
Is he HOT hot?
Big time. He's so fucking hot. Oh my god. Oh, I'm like so excited.
You like his pink mohawk?
Babe. Only, but Bam will let me totally like bang him out.
Jeff's got one.
Bam, like obviously I didn't want to bang out Bam, but I'm not trying to say, I'm just saying like he'd be manly right. Guy. He'd be manly guy. You know it.
I'd say go ahead.
I know, that's why I'm saying I would do it. I would do it. Oh yeah. I'd be like,
what about
yeah.
How hot Chad is when he flips his guitar?
Well, and then Chad...
Three times he broke his rib.
Well, no one's talked about
one
Chad.
One rib or a few?
Chad takes his fucking shot of Jack Daniels and then he spits it on the fucking crowd.
And you can see him do that and more in Montreal like on April 26th.
But all the girls April 26th? Love it. Yeah.
Do you all love it?
No.
Why not?
Because he's spitting.
But he's spitting Jack Daniels. That's good.
Jack
Daniels.
That was probably at that Jersey show.
Don't get me wrong. I love when you spit in my mouth, but I'm just saying, let's do it.
Ew, dude, what the fuck
Bam,
is wrong
you can dish
with
it out, but what about you taking it on the
it.
7?
I love when he spits in my mouth.
I was live on MTV the other day, 2 days ago.
The 7, so gross.
Let him tell the story. He tells it way better.
So
I am, no.
So they're doing this game, Chad, and they go, "Is what is it? Like, would you rather?
Would you rather, yeah.
Would you rather?
Is it the TRL of MTV?
Yeah, it's
pretty
it's
much
called the 7
for like 7-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the new TRL. Yeah, it's called the 7.
For younger audiences than Nickelodeon.
I suppose. I don't know.
No, it's like 17. Like
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's like 17.
They're Keisha fans. Okay, I get it.
So they go, would you rather have the host of this show spit in your mouth or you chew on a piece of gum from New York City street? And I go, well, if you spit in my mouth, I'm going to need the gum. So both. And they're like, really? I'm like, fuck yeah.
You didn't do it though, did you?
No, yes, I did.
Oh, he 100% did
on that show for 10-year-olds?
So, yeah. So
what
the dude.
What are they doing?
So the host guy it's hocks awesome. The biggest loogie in my mouth.
He was like this. Ew. He was like, wow.
Yeah.
He was like,
with the sweater on and everything?
White ass loogie.
He was doing it for 5 minutes.
Then they find the hunk of gum from New York City Times Square, and then I eat that too. And as I'm chewing it with the spit, I hear the host go, man, I just got over a minging ass cold too. And once he said it, I was like, bleh. And I barfed all over the
on
stage.
TV.
Bam.
On
well,
TV,
and Chad,
he
it says,
barfed all over MTV. Live.
I saw a clip of it, and it was pretty much like really clean.
Did he do it?
Well, maybe they edited it out.
Why'd they edit it out? Why would
Chad.
You? How much did they pay you to do that shit?
The clip
I don't know.
The
it was
clip
live.
I found showed it,
Chad,
and it's that TRL
barfed,
setting where it's all these kids. It's right in the middle of all these kids.
So bad. He was like. He was like gagging, and then all of a sudden he barfed right in the center of every person. But they were like, yes, Bam. And he barfed, and the hose was like this.
The hose?
The hose was like,
right.
The hose was like getting
the
his
hose.
Spit together. For like, remember?
The
hose?
The
yeah.
Hose was getting his spit together for like
right.
5 minutes. He goes, oh, it's going to be good.
Now, was it garden hose?
Yeah.
No, but the hose was like...
Or was it a fire hose?
The hose was like... The hose was getting it together for like 5 minutes, and then he goes, are you serious? Are you serious, dude? Bam goes, dead serious.
Where was the spigot?
So the guy goes, I'm doing it. And when he spit in Bam's mouth, and Bam heard him say that, Bam started gagging. He started walking away to the stage and walked back, and Bam just fucking gagged.
I remember when Bam told me about a second ago.
Yeah, I just told that.
I thought I was having deja vu.
No, but the
what are you wearing tonight?
Me?
No, not you. Yeah, you.
She said nothing.
I'm wearing a shirt with my tits out.
Well, what are these ruffles?
It's just a pretty shirt.
When Tammy's here, it should be on TV, not on the radio.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find out. I've never seen something like this on her.
It should be a pretty shirt.
You went to some barbecue. You said you had a tutu on?
I went. I had a hot pink tutu.
Where's the tutu at now?
In my car.
Why is it not on?
Did you have a hamburger or a hot dog?
I want to do a tutu and no panties.
Now?
Now. Right now.
Yeah, Jeff likes it.
I like that one, Chad. That was good.
A couple memes.
I didn't hear your simpleness.
This is a tutu.
What about it?
You went 2-2.
Where's the 22 at, man?
22?
2-2, where's the 22 at?
I don't get it.
It's fucking tutu, dude.
I wear tutu too with no panties. It's my thigh.
Well, then go do it.
But this shirt's terrible.
Sound like a stutterer.
You're a stutterer. I want to play Volbeat is what I want to do.
It's a tutu.
Yes.
Play Volbeat all over this.
Volbeat and CKY are going to be in Montreal.
Can't
on the
wait.
26th of April. I'll be in...
See, you knew.
Well, I just found that from Jeff.
Oh.
From the interweb. CKYalliance.com.
2000.
In Montreal?
Yes, Montreal with Volbeat and CKY.
I can't wait. Volbeat's awesome.
Yeah, we're coming from Grand Prairie. My birthday is on the 24th, so that'll be great.
Do you have that, Chaz?
I'll be traveling.
Do you play it on the interweb?
No, I don't have fucking the Volbeat
CD.
Just
play it on the
interweb. I'm playing with them. I'll hear them every night.
Do I really have to walk to my car right now?
We're excited for the tour.
What are you going to talk about when I walk to the car to go get Volbeat?
We won't talk about anything. We'll play a song. Let's play another song and then into Volbeat.
That's a good idea.
What do you got? You got this shit.
Ooh. Who, Cleveland? Is he sleeping again?
He was talking.
Who cares?
Not Devil Driver.
Look at this CD.
What was that, Devil Driver?
No, it was fucking Randy Savage. Look.
Oh, yeah, be a man.
You've got
a wrestling mix. That'd be good.
I'm figuring it out, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no CDs in there.
Yeah,
where do all your CDs go? Jeff, we have the Haggard soundtrack.
Yeah, Haggard soundtrack sitting here.
No, well, let's play this. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you which one.
We got Stooges.
Ooh, no, hold on. Six.
What the?
Oops.
What band is it?
It's 69 Eyes.
69 Guys.
No, 69 Eyes.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
69 Gay Guys.
69 Gay Eyes.
See Gay Guys.
See Gay Guys.
I meant CKY.
Dude, it doesn't even read. This is the 69 Guys CD.
Well, try it on the other one.
Gonna wipe it off.
Why are these CD players all minging?
Because they're fucking ancient, dude. The show's been on the air
Tell
for
Will
a long Penn time.
Tell Will Pendarvis that we need new ones.
Well, we say it on the air. I don't think that's the place to get them.
Well, maybe you could help us out.
Dude, I'm already working overtime. This shit doesn't work right now.
Ooh.
All right, where are we at? This doesn't work.
What 69 Eyes song do you want?
See? Now you can
play. Oh, it works now. All right, what's
Oh, now six. It all of a sudden works.
Yeah,
track
all
six.
Of a sudden it does.
That's Jimmy.
Up. All right.
Jimmy Pop.
Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the night time. But love's hardest. Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost in the night time. But love's hardest. Love is gonna make you stop. Love is gonna break you up. Everybody knows you're lost. In the nighttime, honey, last noise. The last noise. The last noise.
Radio Bam.
We're going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
What's your problem? Learn how to put a headphone on.
I'm trying to lick your face, asshole.
Learn how to turn a microphone on first.
Asshole. I'm trying to lick your face.
Try to lick your asshole face.
No, put the microphone up here.
Give me a try to that. I'm trying to lick your face.
Trying to lick your asshole face.
Well, no,
that's my asshole. I don't care. Let me titty
fuck your butt cheeks. Oh, big time. You fucking bang
titty
out
fuck
my
your
ass.
Butt cheeks.
Oh. How about I do it to you? Why don't you feel
How are you going to titty fuck my butt cheeks?
How about you? How
With
you
your
feel?
Copenis?
How about you feel how it is to bang out your ass? But why doesn't Bam find out what it's like to bang me?
Are you saying you want to put a strap on and fuck him?
Oh, big time.
You do?
You.
Big time.
That's kind of muffed.
No, you bang me my ass all the time.
That's on my chair.
I'm going to be the old lady, like, with my shit dragging on my ass because you bang my ass so much.
I'm going to fucking pee.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Would it make it worse if you heard colostomy bag?
She's lying, dude.
Your
no,
ass
I'm not.
Fall
I've done it four this. Times, you asshole.
Four times you banged my ass?
Big time.
Oh, how about like 12?
And I had to beg for it too.
Sorry.
You bang my ass every time you're with me, man.
I'm not trying to say anything or anything. I'm just trying to fucking say.
You bang my ass every time.
Yeah, four times. I had to beg for it each time.
Like 13 times.
I can't even count it on all one hand.
Oh, four times?
Yeah, name more than five times.
You've done it 13 times.
That is such a lie.
No, it's not.
That's a lie.
Dude, it's all you want to do. You're like,
it's unlucky. You better make it 14.
You might forget because you're fucked up, but you have done it at least 13 times.
I declare shenanigans.
Oh, I've counted. Oh.
I don't agree on that.
Oh. But, dude, all you want to do is bang my ass. You're like, just do it.
Yeah,
do,
but
do,
I don't
do,
get
do.
To.
No, baby, you do. And I'm like, no. I don't know. I'm scared. You're like, just do it.
You're scared? So you're telling me that you're scared on the 14th time? It already happened 14 times, idiot.
I know, idiot, but you
That's,
do it.
14 sounds pretty acclimated.
You push it in. No matter what I want, it doesn't matter.
I have to ask 100 times.
Oh, my God. Well, who wants to get fucked in their ass all the time?
Chad, I'm playing another song.
What?
Wait, Mahawk, do you fuck
listening.
Girls in their ass?
No, there's a nice warm wet pussy right next door.
Chad, do you bang girls in their ass?
What track?
Chad, do you bang out girls in their ass?
Track 8?
track
Chad, ass? I'm asking you a question.
Hey, Chad, she has a question.
Don't ask me a question.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, we should. But this one.
That's a lie, babe. I only did it four times.
Babe, you've done it like 13 times.
I'm an adult.
Babe, my ass is so sore.
I'm an adult.
Babe.
I'm an adult.
I'm fucking adult.
Babe, my ass
I'm
is
an
so
adult.
Sore
for
you. Babe,
is your
ass
all mingling? Let me look at it.
No, it's cute.
How's the ass cute?
My ass is cute. It's not. It's
no,
not
asshole.
My asshole is cute.
Well,
it's little. It's little, but you're going to make an old lady's ass.
Prove it.
I do it all
the time. What is that then?
I'll do it now. Babe.
Say this is Radio Bam Series 28 Facts and you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
To,
fuck
listen,
yeah.
Amorphous Black Winter Day.
Wait, what?
Amorphous Black Winter Day. Radio Bam Series
28. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio Bam Series 28. Amorphous.
Yeah. Black Winter Day.
Black Winter Day. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Babe. Thank you.
action, baby.
Right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam 20 faction. And we are back, and Tam Tam is in the house.
What was up with this barbecue?
The barbecue was like 40 people hanging out. Like,
you said 50 last time.
There was like 40 and you didn't come.
Yeah, there because it was too fucking far. You told me to go to your house, asshole.
So you were 5 minutes from my house and there was a bunch of dudes there.
Bunch of dudes.
40?
40 dudes. Huh. 30. Sounds like I want to go to it. Yeah. Oh, 40 dudes at a barbecue? Where do I sign up?
You were 5 minutes from my house.
Why would I want to go to a barbecue with 40 dudes there?
You were 5 minutes from my house, dude.
Yeah, but why would I want to go to it?
You should have.
Why?
To protect me.
Huh?
Oh.
Chad had to be... I was meeting him at Kuma.
I know, but you could have seen me.
Or at Alibi's. Did you know Alibi's is back?
Oh my God, Alibi's is so trashy.
What if they named it I Did It?
I was watching investigative reports. Like,
Alibi's is a
suppose you get an interview by the police and it's like, okay, so where were you at 7:15 then? What's your alibi? Actually, I was at Alibi. I was at Alibi sipping on a beer.
What is that? A Mediterranean restaurant?
No.
It's the grossest bar in the world. And who hangs out there? Abby and her friends.
Not what? His Abby.
I don't care. Wah. Not your Abby, but Novak's Abby.
What's your problem with Novak's Abby?
Nothing. Because she wants to always fuck you and you're dumb. And
I don't see that.
Kiss her and you fucking kiss her.
Once. As a joke.
Her fucking whole bedroom was over.
You're just bitter, aren't you?
No. Her
you
whole
are. Nobody wants to hear somebody bitter on the radio.
Her whole bedroom
I
was
bet her she
your
bit me.
Face. Her whole bedroom was your face. And it was funny.
What's funny?
She thought she could fuck
you. Is it
you.
Really funny, though?
No, it's actually funny. She fucked
Do you her. Find it funny?
Yeah.
Are you laughing?
She thought she could fuck you until she saw me walk into her room. And her best friend goes, her best friend was like,
breast
shit,
friend?
This is girlfriend. You've no chance. Her best friend. So she doesn't know that.
Some sex choice. In the city shit, man.
I know it is.
No. Like,
guys really don't give a fuck.
No, it's
funny. No. I don't even know what you're saying. It's like,
it sounds like fucking, it sounds like Peanut Gallery and goddamn Charlie Brown.
Tell that peanut face Sarah Jessica Parker.
There you go.
Tell Sarah Jessica Parker to fuck herself and her minging ass mole.
Just as she has a foot face.
And you were her first choice, but ha ha, I walked in the room and ha ha, I'm fucking hotter and fucking. Big time, sweetheart.
We're not one of the girls. We don't know.
We're
what you're
not
talking
one
about.
Of the girls, dude. We don't know. We don't watch Sex.
This
in the
isn't
city.
The View.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking.
Go talk
it's
to
a
Oprah.
Fact. It's a fact. Her roommate said it.
Who gives? Had,
well,
shit.
Who gives? A, yeah, exactly.
Her roommate said that.
Well, she never fucking did anything about it. So go talk to Oprah.
Then what?
Because she didn't have a chance to.
She didn't have a chance to. She has my phone number.
What does that mean? She has a chance to?
It means she could call me and say it. She never
she
did.
News bag.
If
fucking,
you say so,
beat
so
the
bad.
Fuck out of her.
Well, you're an aggro woman.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I beat the fuck out of her.
You're an aggro woman.
No, I'm not. I beat the fuck out of her.
She needs to hear Plasmatics.
Dude, I don't even have it, man.
Well, my heart does.
That girl? I don't know.
You're an aggro woman.
Yeah, I see that.
Look, you're hitting me. You're talking shit.
You know,
right, I'll find it, and then that'll be the last song of the evening here.
I love you.
Cullen, good luck. Thank you. Pendarvis, rock and roll.
Pendarvis, represent. Pendar.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Band 20. Fuck John.
Woo! Well done, woman.
We haven't signed it.
Is it good, right?
That was good. But you're an aggro woman.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're a rude dude with serious fucking teeth.
Only when I know that someone's trying to fuck you. Fucking
well, how do
dick.
I know that?
Because I told you. She's trying to suck
Yeah, but
dick.
That's what you say.
Oh, her roommate said it. So it's
what's her roommate's name?
That when she came to Westchester, all she wanted to do was fuck you. And when I walked
That's hearsay.
Room, and when I walked in the room, aha, they were like, you have no choice. Hearsay. Because
Well, nothing happened, so what the fuck?
Tell Joan Rivers.
Fuck
Gary.
Tell Joan fucking Rivers.
Yeah.
Tell Joan Rivers.
Yeah, this chick has a serious tooth. Seriously. Well.
Call Joan Rivers and tell her.
I will.
Maybe she wants to know.
I'll call fucking Jay Rivers and
tell Ricky Lake.
Juliana from E! News.
Tell Ricky Lake.
All right, we got.
I'll tell. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Reddit, bam, series 20, fact check.
And say Plasmatics.
What?
Plasmatics.
Plasmatics. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Reddit, bam, 20, fact check.
Woo!
Woo!
One, two, fuck you. Like, I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
You just ask yourself questions. I ain't nothing to do with it.
Go back to the Yukon territory.
You're crazy. Iron Arrow, you're headquarters of a short 17-year-old club.
That's North Canada.
Oh my God.
White horse.
Make it fast enough.
Who has a liar? Anyone?
Nobody's going to help you. But if I ask you that, I bet y'all get one.
Of course. Try my lighter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because I actually wear your fucking gloves.
So even put your headphone on.
Jeez.
Put on your headphone.
You know what makes me so mad about you?
What?
When you snore and I'm trying to watch television,
Cleveland,
and you think that you don't snore, you have your own bed.
What about that?
You have a turret. You have your own bed.
So say, Cleveland, go upstairs. And what the fuck are you
Maybe
doing?
Maybe I will start. But I'm trying to watch TV, and like, you think that your new bed is like the new couch on my living room. You know, like that. You think that that's your new bed, and you lay there like.
You snore too.
It doesn't matter. It's my house. You snore everywhere. You snore on your fucking.
He says you snore too. Yeah, it's my house.
You can't snore anywhere because now your house. So yeah, you when you snore and I'm trying to watch TV, and then you're snoring at a place that isn't your bed, it's like, go to your fucking bed.
Yeah, you. I get that.
Well, then do it.
You should just tell me to.
Well, I don't want to fucking smack you upside your head and say go to fucking bed.
But when people are snoring, they don't realize they're snoring. You know what I mean? Like, when someone's snoring, they're not trying to be an asshole.
I'm not trying to be an asshole either. It just, like, it builds up until... Until now, when I have to say it out loud. They're like, you fucking snore so loud.
You snore louder than me, I guarantee it.
It doesn't matter, it's my fucking house. I can snore as loud as a motherfucking one.
Sure, you can.
You can.
You can.
You're not allowed to. And if you're gonna snore out loud and piss me off, then you have to go to your own bed and your own little tour.
Okay.
So don't try to fucking jump bad and tell me that I fucked up.
I'm not.
Jumping bad. I'm getting pussy tonight.
I am. Me?
Tonight.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, time's cool. Alright, alright.
We don't care what you
mean. Escorts do whatever they want.
Escort.
You can turn them away at the door if you don't like her.
What was that?
What was that?
Everybody watch out. Cleveland needs a fucking lady.
I'll Cleveland you. You better have one of them.
What's that now?
Oh.
What
was that?
You have a cigarette?
Me?
What? What nuts did you drink?
This is all on the CKY RV, Bam's RV from Where the Fuck is Santa.
Yeah, I was arguing with Darren, and then I took it all out on Cleveland.
Yeah.
And now this is me arguing with Cleveland, I believe.
He's the butt of the jokes now.
Dude, I can listen to this shit all day long, because I feel like I'm right.
I never fucking ate
you.
You could have been meaner to any individual, and Cleveland is. Yeah, dude, you took it all out. Both of you were like just like ripping it.
I love Cleveland, but
you did it for 4 more hours.
Well, maybe half of it was true.
It's all true. Listen.
And some dude comes up and he goes.
Listen.
He goes.
You spilled beer on it. You dumped this beer on the fucking markers. Now it doesn't work. Thank yourself for that.
You're the guy. You're banned. What are you like? No.
Oh, this is where we're talking about the story where the guy thought Cleveland was you.
You gained a whole bunch of
weight. I didn't say that's when I was parking the car. I didn't say I know who you might think who I am.
You gained a whole bunch of weight.
He said that shit on his own.
That was when I was parking the car.
And you act
like, but I know who you are.
You act like it's because I dress like you. What am I wearing? I'm wearing a leather coat.
You get a whole bunch of weight.
I'm wearing a leather jacket.
Nah, I'm not fam.
But listen.
No, I was there. The guy said, you gained a shitload of weight. I know exactly who you are. I was parking Bam's Porsche at Cleveland's.
Okay,
backing in. And the guy's like, oh, I know.
Yeah, I remember.
Cleveland's like,
really
no, I'm not.
Well,
but he's backing Bam's car in, telling me to back it in.
I remember.
No, I know who you are, man. You just gained a whole shitload of weight.
Oh, yeah,
because that's somebody would have said to Bam if
some dude thought that he was like, I know who you are. You gained a whole fuckload of weight, but like, I know who you are.
Like, a few times.
It wasn't even me.
And I was wearing what I'm wearing now, a leather jacket and jeans.
No, you were in Bam's clothes.
What are Bam clothes? What like
you
what
were,
are I what
clothes,
I do?
Whatever he went in his closet and took them.
I didn't.
In my closet and take it.
No, I don't. Your room's locked in you. I would never go in your room.
Gloves.
I told you, I've been wearing gloves since fucking junior high school.
You have the band.
You took Jasmine's gloves.
No, I've been wearing
Jasmine's gloves. You're 16 years old.
Oh. 17.
Where's about Jasmine?
I'm going to wear them again, but I've been wearing them
since junior
fucking high school.
Because they're on me now.
You should never want them.
Junior high school. Seriously.
What else have you did that?
Nothing! I'm wearing fucking jeans and a fucking leather jacket.
You know what else pisses me off, Chad, is what I want to say? I'll watch you sleep like a fat fucking
you can
fuck.
Claim it. You can claim
sleep
everything.
Like you sleep like this, and I'll see Element on your socks. Now, where did you get those things? Because I guarantee that
right.
You did not
you're
get
right.
Them at fucking Fairman.
Yeah. You're right. You're
I
right.
Told you.
The one yeah. Pair of Elements I
got. You got them for my fucking closet, you asshole.
The one pair of Elements I had, Boop was like, I'm throwing all these out. If you find anything in there, have them. I was like, yeah, this socks. I took
yeah,
them.
Yeah, great socks.
Yeah, you took them.
I took a pair of Elements.
Murder me. Fat ass.
Murder me. Murder me.
Murder me.
You got to open up. You got to, like, say how you feel. Like, it's pissing
I
you
am.
Off.
It is pissing me
well,
off.
You got to say it, like, for real. Like,
I did.
I'm trying to watch television, and you're snoring, and then I have to look at you wear Element socks. They're totally mine.
All fat.
They're totally mine.
All fat. Oh,
and then God. You wear them, and then you snore, and then I can't watch.
I
can't concentrate on the TV because of you.
I'm trying to watch Big
Go
car.
To your fucking turret bed.
Get in your turret.
Go to it.
Get in your turret and lay there.
Go to your fucking turret and lay there. Don't fucking hang around. Like.
Okay.
Your new bed is like.
Don't hang around.
Is like the living room. You made that your new bed.
True.
When I open up the door and I'm like
fucking
gone for
roommates,
a while, like
right.
Your new bed, yeah. I see your fat so ass laying there.
Typical
like,
roommate.
With Element socks on. Oh my
dude.
With Element.
First of all, they're my socks. Second of all, you're snoring.
Who does have a lighter? I need one.
Like, go up to your fucking real bed.
It's my lighter. It's Cowboy's lighter.
Okay, borrow it.
You're gonna borrow a lighter?
No. Can I use it and get it back?
Who borrowed
it?
Cleveland was on the tour bus.
It's
and
like
Hannah,
borrowing a cigarette.
Hannah was so pissed off that Cleveland was taking up a whole bed while his band was loading our gear in, and they're driving in a van behind the RV while Cleveland's taking up a bed.
Oh, they were furious.
And they're like, fucking Cleveland.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
The fucking bus.
They were furious, weren't they?
Because Cleveland did nothing on the tour.
No, no.
Looks like Mohawk's having a blast over there.
He nodded
Is
out.
Is that the end?
Yeah. I you know, Darren said it went on for about 4 more hours, and Cleveland
it
walked out
did.
Crying 3 times.
Oh, it's true.
He said he walked out crying 3 times.
I feel like I feel like that was tame.
Oh yeah, it was.
Ooh, yeah. That Chinese freestyle.
It was.
Is
man.
That the actual words though?
No, that was the instrumental. I own the rights to that. That'll
well,
be
do
on,
you have the, do you have the words?
My
iTunes. Do you have the words version?
The words version. Everyone, you know the words.
Because he did the beat, bitch.
I don't think you could sing the words at this moment.
Yeah, I can, big time.
Back then? You can
get
remember it.
It
right now?
Fuck yeah!
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Do it.
All right, fine.
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 Are you doing it now?
Absolutely.
All right, how do you get it so quick?
Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy.
Tammy, I have to make sure it's good.
How do you have the Chinese freestyle so quick?
Because I made it.
Yeah, but where are the words?
This is the instrumental. This is my version.
No, I need him to sing too.
Well, that's just a mistake. It means you don't know how to sing it without him. That means you need a guide track, Ashley Simpson.
I definitely need a guide track.
Well, that's Ashley Simpson shit, dude.
Do I need to look for it?
You don't want to do it?
No, I totally want to do it.
She's to the beat.
Wait, how's it start?
People are on YouTube doing that like crazy. You know, Asians actually thought it was like a racist
Punch
thing.
It up on YouTube. What are you thinking?
It wasn't a racist thing.
YouTube that shit.
A character.
What you
the
YouTube.
Fuck, dude?
You're
I'm not going
to
YouTube the motherfucking...
Cleveland
I wrote
found
the motherfucking
wire.
Music. I got a YouTube
Cleveland
this shit.
Found the
Sounds
wire.
Like dick on there.
Who cares?
Dude, everybody cares.
I don't care.
Baloney.
Darren obviously doesn't care.
He don't care. Whoa-ho-ho.
Up, though.
Whoa. Wow.
Let's see.
That's my chopstick.
Yeah, but I need him to sing.
No, stick.
No.
Yellow. Dude, go to Jello.
Listen.
Go
to fucking YouTube.
Dude, I'm not going to
YouTube. You have a fucking wire.
Can we just start the radio show?
No. You have a wire.
I am not wired.
Shush. You have a wire.
Let's do the radio show.
I'm ready. I thought we already started one.
It's we're rolling, dude. This is the radio show. I mean, okay, let's just get to it.
All right, Radio Man 20 Faction. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg. Thank God.
Mohawk and Cleveland.
I have Nigel Montgomery, which is his alias. Red Mohawk Jeff.
Alias.
Cleveland.
With Sigourney Weaver. And she's not here.
Now, can you edit in what we just heard that you recorded?
Did you know Sigourney Weaver was the
You're not answering my
she
question.
Well, I'm answering a question. Did you know Sigourney Weaver was the lady who makes the chicken, Weaver's chicken?
That's a lie.
Seriously, that's how she made it in the business.
That's bullshit.
You make chicken for everyone and
Say
freeze
I swear
it.
To God.
Well, I don't swear, but I swear to God.
See, I don't believe that.
Well, believe it. Cleveland's not even listening. He's over there smoking like a kick-ass. Motherfucking Cleveland, dude.
Why are you sitting over there like a kick-ass?
Dude, be a kick-ass motherfucker and put the goddamn headset on. We're on a radio
Yeah,
now.
Cleveland, dude. You show up to a fucking radio show, you put your headset on, you little idiot.
What is this? What, were you raised fucking chewing on bologna balls? Jesus Christ, man.
Let me hear Tammy's horny voice.
Some butter with your bologna?
Yeah.
Tammy.
Smoking in the
fuck me so good, smoking the bandit in my back door.
Back door
fuck
bandit.
My ass.
You're a back door bandit.
Ugh, Iowa.
Smoking the bandit. Smoking the stupid.
I am. Smoking the stupid bandit. I'm a back door man. Bam likes it in back door.
Yeah, right. You never let me do it.
I do it all the time. It's so funny. You do it all
that
the
sounds
time.
Like porno music.
You do it all the
wanna
time.
Wanna fuck to this porno music?
If you want to. God. You do it in my ass all the time. You force
That's a mere
me.
Lie.
You force me. It's not a lie.
I've done it like last time I checked 4 times.
Last time I checked.
You declare shenanigans.
I declare shenanigans. Every time we fuck, you do it in my ass.
Ew.
That is such a lie.
That's not a lie.
I've done it 4 times.
You, over 4 times.
No,
you
always
want to
whine
do
and cry
ass.
About it.
You always want to.
Up and down.
Honey, it's not that easy doing it, yes.
You're both adults. I mean, I guess.
You're an adult.
Once the other thing wears out, what else has he got, you know?
Yeah, but listen, well,
sometimes
first of all,
I want some,
sometimes my
kuka is so nice and firm, and my kuka is nice and firm, but he just likes being dirty. He likes being dirty and nasty. That's why it likes.
Fucking at light speed.
Like me and Mohawk were in Buffalo yesterday, and
did you fuck anybody?
No, I didn't. But listen,
so I'd fuck you up.
Ooh,
a punch in your face.
You just punched me in my chest.
I know, Brenna.
All right, so
bam, you have all these stories, dude.
Yeah, I have tons of them.
Why don't you get
so
them?
So I'm in Buffalo, and
you're in Buffalo,
Buffalo, New York.
No, it's like an animal.
No.
If you fuck somebody, I'll fuck
I didn't
you
listen.
Okay.
I didn't fuck anybody.
Fine.
Okay, chill.
Fine.
Tammy, I'm gonna turn you off.
Yeah, Tammy. So this is what happens.
Chad,
I'm talking to some girl. Some other girl comes up and she goes, "Just so you know, that girl's such a fucking slut." I'm like, "She is? Well, tell her to come to room 718.
Honestly, the girl who is
like,
asking that.
What do I want, a fucking nice girl and try to hope?
Could you point out more of
Bam!
What?
Wait, turn me on, Chad.
Chad, can you turn
what?
It on?
Can I turn
Bam!
It on? Probably.
She has something
yeah,
important
I don't
to
feel
say.
Like it right now.
Don't bang out girls.
I didn't.
Well, you were trying.
Why? Was it your
I was not trying.
Is that pussy not enough?
No, it isn't enough. When is it ever enough pussy?
My pussy
break.
Is good.
When's there ever enough pussy?
Oh, my pussy
Yo.
Is good. My ass is good.
USA.
Fuck you. I love you. All
right, you guys going to have your little fucking quarrel here? Bam,
quarrel?
Story?
Oh, Then the girl who gave me the tattoo, I go.
What tattoo?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of tattoos.
Well, you didn't tell us. You said you went to Buffalo.
First of all, I got Nigel Montgomery, which is Chad's alias because he showed up one time with glasses on, with no glasses.
Chad, I love it.
In the actual glasses, and there was tape in the middle.
But so I was up drunk and high for a couple of days. Well, and we either were in Canada.
Way, it was hysterical.
At 6 a.m.
So I go, new name is Nigel Montgomery. So then when I checked into the Buffalo Hotel in New York, there's all these military dudes, and there's like literally 200 of them, and they all wanted pictures. So what do? I do it. So then the reception sees that, and they're like,
giving it away.
Right. They're like, I don't care. Okay. They're like, do you want an alias? Like, Margera? Like,
Sigourney Weaver.
Do you want us to put something else on there rather than Bam Margera? I'm like, yes. Nigel Montgomery.
Yeah.
Then I thought about you. Then somebody was like, do you want a tattoo? I'm like, yeah, Nigel Montgomery, 04.
04.
I don't know what 04 means, but
at least it
happened. Babe, tell them about the tattoos.
Well, the other one, it says you fucked up in 03, and then in 04, it's Nigel Montgomery's
tattoo. Nigel Montgomery.
He took over. What's 05?
Right in my arm.
Did you get a Matt Dice tattoo?
Then I got a bucket of dicks and a bowl of cocks, and then there's a pussy on there somewhere with a clit ring.
Now tell me that tattoo.
On my leg. What tattoo?
Another one. Me.
Which one?
Where I was laying naked. Oh.
New York Inc. Yeah.
It used to be Miami Inc. Now it's like New York Inc.
Chad, all I was doing was trying to visit DeVito because he did Viva La Bam.
We had no idea.
And I was just trying to say hi. So I show up. As soon as I show up, they put a microphone on me. And I'm like, am I getting a tattoo? I just wanted to say hi.
In Buffalo.
No. Now we're in New York. Now we're in New York City.
Oh.
So I'm visiting DeVito. They put a microphone on me.
Passed out on the flight.
So the first thing I come up with, because it's spur of the moment, is beer plus ice equals ice cold beer, right above Don Vito, because that's
right
his logic.
Vito.
So I got that, but I said, in order for me to get that, Tammy needs to lay naked in D style position as I put my foot over her back. That way I have something pretty to look at while I'm in pain.
So I got naked, except for, like, I put a skull scarf over my pussy and my tits, and
Your tits?
Oh, my God, my tits were hanging out the whole time.
Do you know your parents are tuning out right now?
They love
to listen to the show. And as soon as Tammy starts talking about her pussy and
tits, they hate it. I know.
They do hate
it. They hate me.
No, I just think it's like they don't care about your pussy and tits. They
want
to know what their son's been up to. It's Radio Bam.
Well, that's what I've been up to.
That's what he was doing. He seriously,
same
like,
tits.
I laid naked while he and the was best part, having a tattoo.
Yeah, and the best part was the chick on New York Inc. was like, did you script this with DeVito, or is this spur of the moment? I'm like, I just thought of this right now.
She loved me. She was like,
I didn't hear the story.
She's like, I just told you,
asshole. Yeah, but I wasn't listening.
I said that in order for me to get beer plus ice, because ice cold beer, I need Tammy to be naked, and I put my foot on her back as she's naked in D-style position, so I could look at something hot as I'm getting
and
a tattoo.
And you're filming for an
and
it'll
take away from
me.
The pain.
Was it MTV?
No, it's New York Inc.
It's
going to
be on. It's
going
to be on something because they went from Miami Inc. to New York Inc.
DeVito Inc. All right, cool.
DeVito Inc.
Well, good to Joe DeVito for not showing up at CKY's New York City show, which I had a blast. CKY was just on
Why
tour.
Why didn't he show up?
Bam showed up to like 3 shows. He was on stage more than us, I think. It was fun.
Sometimes I get in that kind of mood.
Bam, bam. Yeah, he does.
You were directing the show, telling us to play songs we, like, played already, I think. And, like,
is there any songs that I ever recommended that you forgot?
No. No, we had a set list, and the fans...
All right, if you could forget a CKY song, what would it be?
I forgot all of them, actually.
If I say play To All of You, do you remember it?
I don't play on that one. Perfect.
So, do you know how to play it?
Yeah, I smoke a cigarette behind my amp. That's my total cigarette break. And then I come back and people are like, Chad, I'll tell him. I'm like, I'll kill him. Here's Bite It.
I'll tell him. No, it's I'll kill him.
Yeah. Here's Bite It. And
do you have Bite It?
No. I do have it somewhere.
Chad.
Yeah.
I'm getting crazy.
Why?
know.
What's wrong with you?
Crazy.
This music.
The music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? You're an idiot. No, because I land from Buffalo today, and you say, come to a barbecue. I go, okay, fine, where? And you go, I'm wearing a tutu. I go, fine.
I'm not an idiot.
Let me finish the story.
Okay.
So I go, fine, where? And you go, right near my house. I go, okay. Well, last time I checked, I need an address. And then you're like, well, are you coming or not?
No, but you never text me back.
Let me finish. So I'm like, I will come if you tell me the address. And you're like, are you on your way? I'm like, listen, bonehead. I'm like, you want me to come near your house? What do you want me to do? Smell a barbecue and hope to find it?
You never gave
me an address, you idiot.
She was wearing a 22.
Once I get to your house, then you tell me to go all the way to fucking Bella Spa, which is 15 minutes away. And I have to meet Chad at 8:15.
It's 5.
Honestly, what about this fucking bag of booze, dude?
Oh, the flight to Buffalo.
What about the bag of booze?
50-minute flight to Buffalo. There's
you gotta listen.
It's me and Bam sitting in the very, very front. We're in the
very front. And the lady of the plane, the stewardess, she's like, I know you. I love you. Can I have a photo with you? I was like, sure. So then before the plane even takes off, she's like, can I get you a beer or something? I'm like, fuck yeah. And then she's like, do you want a shot or anything? I'm like, what?
I've never heard on a plane. You want
a shot? So then after
finishing. Fuck you.
Bam. Fucking Tammy,
Jesus.
Let me tell you to while Bam tells the story.
So when the plane lands, she hands me a bag of 30 Jack Daniel's little tiny little bottles.
Fermented.
30 of them. That means that they don't take inventory on U.S. Airways.
Or it means
otherwise she'd get in trouble. They'd be like, what happened to the 30 fucking bottles of Jack Daniels? You know, like,
why are you giving up her fucking spot, dude?
She's I'm not nice saying her dude. Name. I'm not saying where I went.
She trying to fuck you.
She was giving you a bag. What are you supposed to do with the Jack Daniels?
Just eat the bag.
I don't know. She was just being nice.
Rod Stewart is the stewardess.
Rod Stewart?
He's the stewardess.
I believe it's flight attendant now.
Really?
Who's the flight attendant?
I'm mad about stewardess.
Is it? Why? Because Rod Stewart is
like
the stewardess?
It's like it's not mailman, it's mail person.
Who, the stewardess? She was being nice. She gave me 30 fucking...
If he had a moment or two, it was only a 50-minute flight, but he could have.
We kept making her watch Jackass clips. Every time she walked by, we'd show her the cock.
He could have. Bam, you part of that Mile High Club, they say.
And you did it. And I'm proud of you.
Kind of. Right?
I'm actually proud
of you.
That you didn't put your pole in the hole. I am proud of you that you put your pole in the hole.
Pole in the hole.
Because you're a pole hooker. Pole.
Yeah, a pole hooker.
A pole hooker?
You poke holes all the time.
Wah, wah.
You're a pole hooker.
What did I say to Chad that I thought was funny?
I don't know.
I rhyme something.
Always, man.
You like simple ass shit.
I do. What about this tooth thing?
He's
dude?
A pole hooker.
Oh, you and your damn tooth, dude.
What happened to your tooth?
I need
week?
Cleveland for this.
Oh. Bam, you left the tour, so what's wrong with your
dude.
Tooth?
Tammy's laying on it. Shush. Tammy's laying on the beanbag chair, and I can't sleep at all. And it's fucking 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. And I have the worst toothache of my life that I've ever felt. So I finally find a pair of fucking pliers. And I'm putting it on my tooth, trying to rip it out. Cleveland comes down at 5 a.m. to go get his methadone in Codesville. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, ripping my tooth. I'm like, what?
What?
And I'm sitting there going like this, like wiggling
with
it
the fucking,
and pulling it down.
What were you on? What were you
chipping
on?
My tooth. Nothing, dude.
You were just pure primal.
I had the worst tooth pain of my life.
It is the worst pain you can be in.
It would have felt better
your
to rip it.
Your fucking whole head is stuck to it.
Yeah. It would have felt better to rip it out.
Yeah.
Rather than that, for it to be in there. Like,
how was the root canal, though?
And there's nobody even there to witness it. It's just me with pliers, and Cleveland happens to be walking down at 5 a.m. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm ripping out my goddamn...
Did you get any out?
I chipped the shit out of it.
You didn't have the balls to fucking...
No, then Cleveland was like, fuck the methadone in Coatesville. I'm taking you to the hospital.
Methadone?
Yeah, so then I went to the hospital.
You took methadone?
Chester County. Huh?
You didn't take any methadone.
No, that Cleveland does
that.
Oh,
I thought...
It helps
for pain. So what did they give you for the pain?
They shot lidocaine in my mouth, and they said that I need to get to a dentist.
Dennis the
Menace. It's basically like Novocaine. Like, they numbed my mouth so I wouldn't feel the tooth pain.
Wait. Novocaine.
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 He took three. And they go, it makes you drowsy. He goes, babe, what the fuck? He was still awake. Had all this pain. We stopped at the CVS.
I cut my head off from toothache.
Ambisol.
Yeah.
Novocaine, that's a drug with my name on it.
We saw the Ambisol.
I did laps around CVS and punched the brick wall.
And I'm putting it all over my mouth. No, like, I'm basically drinking this shit.
We got Ambisol. After like an hour, he finally was like, oh. He finally slept.
No, the painkillers never worked. Is what sucks is when you go to the hospital and the doctor
says... They wouldn't give you painkillers.
And the doctor says, on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad does it hurt? And I go, a motherfucking 12. I am in so much pain. I am in so much pain. Then they give you over-the-counter, like, Advil?
Yeah, because you, sound like, sound like a drug addict.
Yeah, I know. But
you
why?
Have to say,
why?
I think it's all right. Like, it hurts a lot, but I don't want to
complain
like
hell.
Or something.
So why ask me what scale of 1 to 10 it is if I tell you it's
12? If you say a 12, they might say, your tooth doesn't even hurt, dude.
So why give me an Advil when I say a 12?
Because it doesn't hurt me.
So if I say a 6, then they're going to give me something cool?
Don't hurt me.
They gave him like
and they walk away.
They gave him what Motrin was. They gave you like Motrin. It's like a little bit higher.
They'll do that if they think you're fucked up at all, though.
But I wasn't. They honestly knew that I came in with a fucking toothache.
Chad, he seriously took three, and when he took three, he was like, he finally passed out. I was like, oh, thank God. And I was putting Amosol on his fucking tooth all day. But after three, Motrin over the counter.
About a second or two ago. So why don't we move on to the motherfucking story about the fries and the milkshake?
Oh, God. Lil Wayne, dude. Tell the Lil Wayne.
We figured it out. Me and Mohawk went to a Lil Wayne concert, and Rick Ross
the night
playing.
Of a CKY show.
Yeah, and
I say, Jess, where's your brother?
We decided to go to Will Call.
He's at Lil Wayne. Your brother was really happy about it, dude.
Did I went to Lil Wayne?
We were all insulted. Because you could have been at a fucking kick-ass CKY show, local enough.
Lil Wayne.
You were having a badass time. You're out there sucking Lil Wayne's fucking rich-ass
dick. I wasn't sucking anybody's rich-ass dick because I never went backstage.
I'm such a fan. No
that's
shit.
Why I was
the rest
at Will
of the
Call.
World is. He's huge.
The reason why I was at Will Call is because of that. But dude. I had more entertainment being at Will Call, watching these drunk chicks come up.
If you are ever bored, just go to a Will Call.
If you sit at Will Call at a sold out show.
You went to Will Call.
If you sit at Will Call at a sold out show.
Did you do it?
Fuck yeah, I did it and I stayed.
You missed the CKY show where you could have just done anything you wanted.
You're not even listening.
Dude, and Chad, you went to Will Call instead.
Ugh. It pays off. It was entertainment.
So the first chick comes up wasted, and she goes up to Will Call, and she goes, I need cheese fries, and I need a root beer milkshake. And then they're like, this is not a restaurant, lady. This is Will Call. She's like, no, I want cheese fries. And they're like, you don't get it. We don't serve food here. This is Will Call. You can't get food here. No, I want cheese fries. She had to get escorted out because she wanted cheese fries at Will Call. Then the next girl goes in, and she's like, I need Lil Wayne tickets because my dad owns this place.
Bawling her eyes out the entire time.
Bawling her eyes out. My dad owns this place. I need to see Lil Wayne. Then she said that. She goes, I just need to see Lil Wayne.
Well, her dad owned the place. She'd be in there, right?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
She's like,
if her dad
you're sitting here working at Will Call. My dad owns this place and he pays you. I want my Lil Wayne tickets. They're like, well, your name isn't on the list.
So if her
dad my dad owns this place. It's like, I just need to see a little way.
So you be in there.
What the fuck, Tammy? What are we talking about? Lil Wayne. So then,
Lil Wayne.
How was the concert?
Speaking of Lil Wayne, let's play Lil Wayne.
Do you have it?
Yeah,
it's in my car.
Wayne.
Oh, that's gonna help.
I'm a bit of
God. Now
up.
I have to
I'm
ask Cleveland.
We've got other shit.
What do we have?
CKY put a new record
play
out.
Play Shippensburg.
Really on the radio?
Big
huh?
time.
That's Hell a yeah. big request. That shows for some reason they're still asking for that one. We had a good tour this last tour. I think we were pretty good as a band.
Let me give Cleveland.
Most of the time.
I'm giving Cleveland 4 quarters.
Who cares about Cleveland? I'm talking about motherfucking Sweet Sounds of CKY, dude.
No, he gets 4 quarters for driving the car.
Cleveland.
My car?
Cleveland, thanks for all the help. Hannah's really appreciative of it.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Oh,
that?
Good God. And
who's that?
Do you want me to play Shippensburg, Bam?
Big time.
All right. This is all fucking CKY's B-sides and rarities.
Go
disc,
buy it.
Which is available anywhere CDs are, if there are anywhere that CDs are available. And on the internet, obviously, for a cost or for free if you want Jess to think you're a total asshole. So we'll play Shippensburg, which is all remastered and shit, too.
Ooh.
I don't know. You like it. Dude, nobody put fucking track numbers on it. I have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
When you're doing that, yes.
Wait. You can't get your tootsies rubbed while you're doing a fucking radio show.
I need nourishment.
Nourishment? Eat something. The fuck is this?
I need nourishment.
You gonna get your tootsies rubbed at CKY's Shippensburg?
I need nourishment.
It's a tootsie rubbed at CKY's Shippensburg off B-sides and rarities out now.
Bone spurs, what do you want?
Bone spurts.
Bone spurs.
Bone spurs.
Spurs.
I need surgery, what do you want?
He needs
like spurs
he's
like
so
a cowboy?
Malnourished. Yeah. He needs
all right,
something.
I'm playing the fucking
Shippensburg,
track. Shippensburg,
woman.
Talk about it after.
Talk about it after.
God, do it.
You never spend.
USA. I was just shush.
USA 2000.
That was- you know what makes me happy? The things that make you sad. The fear that I control's absorbed by the radio jack. I found my indecision, the product of the media grind. The fear that I control will have you press rewind. Now I'm on the ways, hoping that you don't bother to respond. You'd love to hear me again. And when the sun beams down, I'll love your eyes. Close, close, yeah, close. All right. Barracks. I know I'm a lousy hero. The classic that you feel is out of a memory. And you are peering down through periscopic eyes. Close and close, yeah, band the ship bends Berg and hope that we get free.
Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam.
I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Oh, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, that was Shippensburg from CKY on the new B-Sides album that you should go get, because you're idiot if you don't.
All remastered.
Why are you so mad at me, Chaz?
Mad? I don't know what's going on.
You're just mad because I'm getting my tootsies rubbed, and you're not.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm sure the audience is not.
He needs nourishment on his tootsies.
But
he does.
He has. He's got nourishment in his tootsies. His tootsies or his feetsies?
I know.
And you're
his
rubbing
tootsies.
His little feetsies while he's trying to do a radio show. He's got his socks on, you're like rubbing his tootsies. I can't fucking work like this. Like,
why?
I'm looking at you, dudes.
I'm talking totally normal.
You guys are having your own thing.
I'm getting a foot massage while I'm doing a radio show.
I'm on Radio Bam.
I'm not saying
tootsies massage.
I'm on Radio Bam.
Who works with your tootsies?
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. I'm getting my foot rubbed. What's the problem?
Oh, yeah.
Getting your motherfucking feet rubbed, dude. This is like a.
Faction 28.
Might as well be 80.
Yeah.
You're 80.
Listen, he needs
foot
nourishment. Or be.
A fucking
listen,
Hugh Hefner.
Milk, he needs nourishment on his tootsies.
Nourishment on his tootsies. He needs to fucking do a radio show. How nourished
do
his tootsies
need
to be?
Yeah, but he's doing a radio show.
You're not
too.
Doing one.
Hey, I feel like you have a bone to pick.
I have a bone to pick.
What is it?
I was going to say it.
Talk, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. See?
What's the problem?
She's a fucking
I am
bitch.
Gonna goddamn shut you off. I don't have anything to do with this.
Yeah,
I'm not motherfucking editing this shit, dude.
All right, not this.
I need a beer.
What the fuck, man?
Not even me.
All right, fine. I'm turning
not
it off.
Not even me.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.